Hello and welcome into this Monday edition of
Yitty.
Yes, I'm talking to you. She is the ass dragon upside down twerking Nina Blanco joining me.
That was my favorite so far.
We're both having very Monday Mondays.
Today is a very Monday Monday. I'm already over it.
Yeah, I'm ready to go home and just call it quits. Just end it.
You know what I mean? Just we're done.
Not like my life, but the Monday.
Just all of it.
Yeah, like I'll just get in bed and go to sleep and I'll wake up and it'll be either Monday 0.5 or Tuesday. So
love it.
And I'm Rob Trujillo. We do Yes, I'm Talking to You to give some people who need a talking to a talking to. And we start with you, me, and we. Mm-hmm. So Nina Blanco, kick us off. What do you want to complain about?
I want to complain about these little fuckhole teenagers in my neighborhood.
Wow. Aggressive. Okay, go ahead.
Well, this morning, the boy, he was going to work. He goes to work a little bit before I do. And he was headed out to work. And all of a sudden, he comes back inside. He goes, Nina, your car was broken into last night.
Oh no.
And he's like, the door's all open. It was also raining last night. And he's like, your car's trashed. I'm like, what?
Like the inside got destroyed?
The inside. So, I mean, luckily they didn't like take a knife to the seats and just destroy it for the hell of it or anything like that. No broken windows, thankfully, but I must have left my car unlocked last night, which I normally don't do. But I was coming in from a weekend wedding in Seattle. We were so tired yesterday, picked up the dogs from the boarding place, and I had my hands full juggling the dogs and grabbing all their shit and coming inside. And all I wanted to do was just like go inside and relax and go to bed. So as I was taking the dogs inside from my car after picking them up, I must have just not have locked it. And I didn't think about it the rest of the day. It's whatever. And then this morning we find out that, someone went through my car last night because it was unlocked. So this is actually the third time this has happened to my car in my driveway.
Oh my God.
And it's like, I put it on my Insta story today and people are like, a lot of people were like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry this happened to you, blah, 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 whatever, which I'm like, I appreciate that. Thank you. Like, you know, I don't need the sympathy or anything like that. Like, it's fine because this is the third time it's happened to me. And I've learned the lesson since the first one. Like, I just don't keep anything in my car at all. So
you saw this in San Francisco too. Did you see how far they're going though?
No.
Okay, finish your story and then we'll get to it. Sorry.
Well, I don't know. I don't have anything valuable. So they didn't take anything valuable. They literally took the two quarters that I had in there. And I'm just like, dude, really? And so I'm just thinking to myself, like, these must have been teenagers. Because one other person's reaction on my Insta story was like, wow, people are still doing this? Like, what do you mean someone broke into your car? But yeah, and the people that are doing this are like stupid little asshole kids who are running around with their friends at midnight, just going through, seeing which car doors are open and seeing what they can grab. You know what I mean? So I'm pretty sure it was little fuckhole teenagers that live in my neighborhood and they can fuck off. Stop going through my car. I don't have anything in there for you. Fuck off.
I think it's ageist that you're blaming teenagers.
I don't give a fuck. I mean, we were all asshole teenagers once upon a time, right?
And speak like, for yourself.
Whatever.
I was a saint.
But it was just annoying because when I say my car was trashed, it's just they pulled everything out of the glove box. They pulled everything out of like the center console thing. And again, nothing valuable, but it's like napkins from the fast food restaurant and like insurance papers and stuff like that. Just a random shit that I have in there. It was just all pulled out and it's annoying.
Any water damage though? Any like damage from the door being left open?
Not that I see. Yeah. I will find out. I was only in my car for a short 20 minutes this morning on my way into work. I did try to roll down my window and it's like, I don't know if a rock or something got in it from like the rain or debris. So it's like kind of scrapey. I don't know, but I'm hoping it's all going to be fine. But otherwise, not that I see.
Well, so in San Francisco, have you seen what they're doing?
No.
So not only are they not keeping anything valuable in their car, but break-ins have been so bad in San Francisco that when people park their car, they're literally putting their windows down.
And just leaving it unlocked. Go ahead and go through it. We don't have anything in here. Just don't break my window. Because if you have to deal with a broken window, that sucks. Or if they like try to like actually break into your car, break the lock, whatever, then you have to get it fixed. Like that part of it does suck. them like doing real damage. So I did hear of that, actually. I didn't know what you were talking about, but yeah.
Which I agree, that sucks, but also like, what are we doing here? You know what I mean? Like,
it's better than having to replace your window.
I know, but can we get a hold of the situation somehow? Like,
what though? There's only so many doorbell cameras you can put up there, and they didn't catch them at all in my doorbell camera. We have to get a driveway camera, which we've been talking about doing for a while. And now I'm like, well, yeah, we should do that.
I don't know. Just getting somebody to do their job and stop people from doing this. I don't know. It's not my, like, it's, I don't know. It's not my job to figure out, but like,
whose job is it?
The cops.
The cops aren't going to go around for little teenage assholes who are opening car doors.
I mean, in your case, yes. But in San Francisco, if you have entire streets where they're putting their windows down so that, cause they get broken into literally every night, like,
yeah.
Can we do something, please? I guess. I don't know. I really don't know what the answer is, but anything. I just.
It's just annoying. Yeah. So it's just like, cool. I wake up on my Monday and that's how my day started.
Happy Monday morning.
Which, by the way, hold on. Can we talk about really quick how you came over to my house one time to record a Yeti podcast and your car got rummaged through in the middle of the day in my neighborhood in front of my house?
Yeah. And they're idiots too, because there was money and electronics in the glove compartment, but I hide them. It's actually in the console. Because they're not going to be able to find them, because those people went through it and could not find either the cash I had in there as like emergency cash or the electronics. So,
oh my gosh,
fuck you. Yeah. But they did take my sunglasses case that didn't have sunglasses in it. So good for you.
Got it. Happy day.
I hope you enjoy.
Stupid.
All right. It's you, me, and me. We, for me, I want to complain about people's expectations.
Okay.
So I work in an industry of hot takes. Okay. I do sports talk fill in for people who don't know, or they just listen to me back on in our party days. I do sports talk fill ins on our station here. And I was talking to somebody about like my career and where it's going and what I'm trying to do and all that kind of stuff. And it's a very successful person in the industry. Not somebody that works here, though. But okay. I just, because I don't want to get anybody in trouble, but it definitely wasn't somebody who works here.
Okay.
And I was talking to them about it, and they're like, tell me what makes you unique. What do you offer? And I'm like, well, you know, I think I'm, you know, good at debating a point and can take either side of it. Uh-huh. But as long as there's a legitimate claim on, you know, arguing a point, I think I'm good at it. And they're like, well, why does there need to be a legitimate claim? And I'm like, well, because you have to, like, you don't just say stuff to say stuff. But in sports talk radio, people say stuff just to say stuff all the time.
Yeah.
And I basically got told by this person, like, no, you should like start lying and making stuff up to make it more interesting.
That's how you become, unfortunately, one of those really famous people. Oh, people do that the time.
Oh, and there's trolls everywhere. But yeah. you know they're just trolling.
Weren't we just talking? Did we talk about this in the last episode of Yeti?
I don't think so. Maybe.
I don't know. I feel like I just had this conversation about how people say things or pretend to believe in something, but it's literally just for on air or like media personalities. Yeah. So they can become famous.
I mean, I can tell you the sports talk people who do it.
Yeah.
And so like, I got into this debate with this guy and I'm like, I'm not a fraud. And he's like, well, what's a fraud? And I'm like, a fraud is somebody who says something that they actually don't believe.
A fucking liar.
Right. Just to, And he's like, well, you know, you can always make an argument for it. I'm like, listen, I'm really good at playing devil's advocate and making arguments.
Yeah.
When there's a legitimate side to the argument.
Yeah.
Sure. And sometimes even when I don't believe it, like that's what devil's advocate.
You are really good at that. You used to do that all the time, actually, for our show, where you would play devil's advocate and you would say, like, not that I necessarily believe this, but I could see part of this other side, and you would get into it.
And it's one of those things that's I've done since I was a kid of like, I believe that you can't understand an argument until you can see it from every side. Mm-hmm. So I always, when I was a kid, tried to think about like, well, what is the other person thinking while they're arguing with me? Mm-hmm. And I just developed this, I don't know, sense, this natural sense to like, hey, what is the other side saying? Is this legitimate? Let's talk it out. Mm-hmm. Which I think that part of it is fine. Like, if there's a legitimate argument on the other side and only one side is represented, let's go over what the other side might say and say, you know, they're idiots or whatever. Mm-hmm. But to just completely falsify something that has no basis in reality whatsoever, just to be like subversive or hot takey or whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. Oh, like I was sitting there like sick to my stomach. And part of his thing wasn't that he was like, he agreed with it a lot, but he's like, you're never going to get anywhere unless you do that. He's like, you're not an ex athlete. You're not. And like, and I'm just like, I would rather not get anywhere and not be a fraud than get somewhere, you know, saying, I think Patrick Mahomes sucks. You know what I mean? Like, I won't do it. So I don't know. It's just super frustrating sometimes to have that conversation with people. And it's like, all you can do is be a fraud and let people yell at you on the internet. Like, that's how you make your money. And like, money means that much to some people that the answer is yes.
Yeah. The answer is yes. Absolutely.
And for me, it is like as far the other direction as possible. And I'm going to die broke and alone because of
it. Well, at least you can live with yourself. You know, for some people, it eventually will start eating at them and then they've got bigger issues later down the line. 100%. But, you know, that's something to think about as well.
I have to be able to look myself in the mirror.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, that's such an important thing for me.
Definitely.
Because I torment myself otherwise.
You really do.
So like, it's really important to me. So I don't know. It was just super frustrating. And that's my me for this week. All right. You, me, and we want to complain about the taste of Colorado. What the fuck, man?
I'm pissed about this. I'm not even gonna be in town for it, but I'm kind of mad about this.
What the hell happened?
The biggest Labor Day weekend event that happens year after year after year in Denver, that Denver is sort of like known for, at least to the locals, is having Taste of Colorado at Civic Center along Labor Day weekend. And it's a whole weekend long, and they have carnival rides, and they set up a stage, and they'll sometimes get pretty big names out there to perform music wise. And then, of course, the main feature is Taste of Colorado, and they bring in restaurants from all over the state, and you buy food tickets and you just eat all the food and the drinks, and it's awesome. But this year, they're not gonna have it. It's not going down this weekend for Labor Day weekend, Taste of Colorado. So Downtown Denver Partnership, I don't know when this happened, but apparently Taste of Colorado already happened. And no one really knew about it. This is at least the first that I'm hearing about it. Yeah. I'm like, what the hell is this? So Taste of Colorado, what they did instead is they incorporated it into Viva Streets. I don't even know what that is. It's a new thing. It's a new downtown Denver experience. And basically Viva Streets is like, they have 4 days throughout the summer. There was one in May, June, July, and August that they spread out through the summer, and they just do like this one day a week, come by for this little food festival thing. And so Viva Streets was also Taste of Colorado these 4 Sundays throughout the summer, but no one knew that.
I mean, I'm sure some people knew.
I'm sure some people knew. I didn't fucking know that.
So listen, Taste of Colorado, like, you weren't even here for when it was great.
Yeah.
Like, there was a time where it was like, I mean, maybe I'm going too far, but I felt like it was like the culinary spot of the West.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they started like letting chains in.
Oh, yeah.
And like there were these.
That's when it sucks.
It started going downhill, man, so fast. And then it got more expensive. And and it was just like, what are you guys doing? You have such a beautiful thing here. Like, it really was a cultural staple that happened in downtown Denver every year on Labor Day weekend. And God, you have just erased it from
what it was,
from part of Denver culture.
Yeah.
Like, that's so crazy to me. You've totally let this thing slip.
So Taste of Colorado, it's been going downhill because of everything that you just said for a while, but especially after 2020, I mean, it was canceled in 2020 because everything was canceled in 2020. And then they tried to change the format in 2021. And what they did was a downtown-wide format, which they basically had like different restaurants listed around the city. And then you can go to each one or whatever if you make a reservation and you get like a special deal. And then in 2022, they were like, just kidding. 2021 kind of sucked. We didn't like that format. Last year, they went to their normal format over the weekend in Civic Center Park. And then this year, what the hell are they doing with this Viva Streets thing?
Well, and like when they did that thing in 2021, partly it was out of necessity. So I understand. Mm-hmm. But like we have 5280 week already.
Yeah.
Like 5280 week is, if you don't know, they like get a whole bunch of restaurants around the city and they have them put together a special menu that you are guaranteed doesn't cost more than $52.80. Sometimes they have stuff that's cheaper. If you're going by yourself or something like that, you can get like a $10 meal or something like that. That
usually happens in March. It's usually the week of the boy's birthday. And sometimes we'll go do his birthday dinner at a different restaurant. And they usually put out a full menu, like a 4-course menu, and it's a set price and it's a great deal.
Yeah. And like, again, a cultural staple in Denver, but fine, leave it alone. Right. Like, what are you trying to do?
We have that already.
So when they went back to Labor Day week, I didn't even know that there was an opportunity that they would only do it once and then never go back to it. But like, if the turnout was really bad in 2022, like stick it out a couple of years.
Yeah. You,
of course, you've been gone for 2 years, bringing it back
into the swing of things. Yeah.
So I don't know. That really sucks. There's not a lot of things, especially in the food scene in Denver, that are like very unique to Denver. Mm-hmm. And those are two of them that I felt like were important to the, like, again, the culture of Denver. And it's sad to see it go, to be honest.
For sure.
I hope they change it back.
For sure. I definitely want to move on from You, Me, and We, but really quick, just to add on to this, and maybe we can talk about it on Wednesday if we don't have something else to talk about. Did you hear about the whole Michelin star thing in Denver?
Yeah.
Where Michelin star restaurants are like coming to Denver, they're going to be accepted by the program, and there's other restaurants in like Aspen and around Colorado, but they're like, but we won't do Aurora.
Yeah, so they create like regions, and Denver is going to be the sixth region that they have Michelin ratings for.
Yeah.
And it includes Aspen and Vail and Boulder.
All over the place.
And Denver. But once you cross Quebec into Aurora, they're like, we don't.
They're like, nah.
Nah, none of that.
That's so mean. Nah, Aurora has such a bad rep. And I don't know. Part of me is like, okay, I get it or whatever. But also part of me is like, no, like we need to evolve and move on from that. Like Aurora's all right. They're okay over there. No, they're not okay.
Sure.
Oh.
No. I'm just kidding. I love you, Aurora. All right. I have so many friends who live there. I just had to make fun of it, but I love you.
I know. It's fun to make fun of it for sure. But at the same time, like, I don't think it deserves that.
How do you not include it? I mean, come on.
Yeah. It's so messed up. Aurora has really been trying in the last couple of years. They've been trying,
and
you know?
It's huge. Like it's 1/3 of the city of Denver. You know what I mean? Like it's not like it's this little county somewhere. Like it's like if it was Parker and they're like, we're not going to include Parker. It's too far out there. Like, oh, okay.
But like it's right there.
It's 1/3 of the city of Denver. Crazy.
Oh my gosh. Anyway.
All right. So we like to bring a little bit of good news halfway through our podcast here because it can get a little whiny and complainy. And you know what? On days like today when Nina and I are
having a day,
ass dragon. That didn't sound good.
Dragon ass. We're ass dragon today,
we're
guys.
Ass dragons. it's good to have a little bit of good news to make us feel a little bit better. So, a young man in Seattle has raised $17,000 with a lemonade stand for the wildfires in Maui.
That's cool. $17,000 is a lot of money.
So he and his family were there for a vacation. He's only 5 years old and came back not too long before the fires started happening. He said that he saw Colorado people getting money together and helping send it to Maui. And he wanted to do something like that because he had such a connection to Maui. So they decided that they were going to do this lemonade stand. Clearly his parents helped him. That's totally fine in this case.
Right. He's five.
Yes,
so,
right.
You know.
Of course. So you can see his sign and he's got like a PayPal and stuff on there. Very smart. Did a great job. And the parents each got their corporate jobs to match the amount that he raised. So in total, it ended up being $17,000.
Wow.
But when I saw this story of the Seattle boy, I went looking for who were the people in Colorado who inspired him.
Yeah, did you figure that out?
Yeah, so the Mosley family held a fundraiser at the Golden Mill and raised $10,000 for the Maui Wildlife Relief. And the Dawson family had a GoFundMe that raised over $6,000 that got sent to Maui.
That's pretty cool.
So, listen, man.
That's cool stuff. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, people think that like, oh, I can't do it. There's nothing that I can do. Who's going to Venmo me money and whatever. And I personally went through that with my fundraiser that I've been trying to do. I did it the last 2 years and I'm
which is fantastic, by the way.
Thank you. But I was kind of the same thing. And it was like, is it worth the time and effort of doing it? How much am I actually going to raise? But the biggest lesson that I've learned in fundraising is that other people want to help. Other people also feel that way as well. And if you create a channel for them to help, they're going to do it. Most of the time anyway, people will show up.
People just need a leader. And a lot of times somebody just doesn't want to put in that extra work, which I mean, I don't blame people for that.
Yeah.
Everybody's busy. It's everybody's got jobs. Work. You got to worry about your own time and your own peace of mind.
Yeah.
But lots of times if you give people the opportunity, they'll jump on board.
Right,
And I thought what was particularly cool about that is some of it is very targeted. So like the Mosley family fundraiser is $10,000 for Maui Wildlife Relief. You know what I mean? And so like whatever something it is specific that you're passionate about, you can specifically give to. So I just thought it was a really good story of not only people stepping up to help in Maui, but how if you do something like that, you could inspire somebody else. And all of a sudden, you know, the family only raised 10 grand, but if they're the ones that he saw and inspired that 5-year-old boy, well, now they really raised 27 grand.
That money, you know that number gets higher. Yeah.
So you never know who's watching or who you're going to inspire. And so whatever it is that you're on the fence or thinking about doing, man, Just go do it. And now that we've given you that life-affirming and positive vibe right straight through our show, we're going to tell somebody that they suck. It's the Whack Ass of the Week, and this week's Monday edition of the Whack Ass is...
Adele fans? It's a little wide because I'm an Adele fan.
Yeah, I was going to say you are.
So there was a situation over the weekend. So Adele is performing in Vegas. And if you haven't heard about this, I don't know what your problem is. But these tickets that are going for like thousands and thousands of dollars. Like when they first came out to go see Adele in Vegas, it's a smaller venue. And Adele is a huge name. Like tickets were like minimum $5,000, $8,000, $10,000. And it's only increased since then with people reselling them. So thousands of dollars for a ticket to go see Adele in Vegas. And so she's kind of winding down on all of her shows, but she had a show this past weekend and she had to defend a fan in the audience because security was like kind of bothering him or trying to talk to him or maybe even trying to kick him out. And Adele was like, no, leave him alone. I've seen you guys try to talk to this kid all night long. He's clearly a fan. Leave him alone.
Trying to talk to him about what?
Well, now that's the thing is like no one really knew, but that created enough of a buzz that of course it was covered by TMZ and stuff like that, but we're finally getting video and we're finally getting the full story now. So this kid, he's a TikToker. I don't know how old he is. He can't be older than 23, honestly, like he's younger. So he was at the Adele concert and he was filming himself, which I guess is allowed. And he was filming himself just singing along at this concert and he was standing up and he was dancing and he was singing and he was just not getting too rowdy, but he was enjoying the show, enjoying this experience. And I'm sure it was a little extra for the camera because he is a TikToker, but that's besides the point.
No, it's not, but go ahead.
It kind of is, but he was enjoying the concert. And so people around him were like complaining about him. So the people around him went to go get security and be like, can you do something about this guy? He's disrupting us watching the concert. But for me, like, I think that those people who are complaining about this kid, they're the whack ass because he's just there enjoying himself. Like, he wasn't protesting Adele. He wasn't trying to like sing a different song or anything like he was singing along to the music. He wasn't being a little extra, but he was singing along to the music and enjoying the concert. He was clearly a fan. He knew all the words and he was belting it all out along with Adele. So I just think it's weird that people were complaining about someone who was enjoying themselves at a concert. It's a concert. That's what you're supposed to do. I've gone to concerts before, and concerts can be such a relief for people and a release just with everything going on.
Sure.
You know, and dancing and singing with your favorite artists. There's nothing wrong with that.
All right. So let's split this into two topics here.
Okay.
One is this specific situation.
Okay.
With him.
Okay.
It does matter that he's a TikToker.
Why?
And it does matter that he's recording because...
Well, he's allowed to record. He wasn't sneaking it in.
That's fine. You... The culture now lends you to believe that this person is doing something, is going to do something for attention.
Sure.
Prank, video, some be extra obnoxious, something stupid.
Okay.
So if that guy was being obnoxious in the middle of the crowd when it wasn't time for it or whatever, yeah, my first thought would be like, where's the camera? Like, there is a prank going down. It's the person that like walks up to you with a pair of scissors and cuts your headphone cord. You know what I mean? Like we're taught, the way we have to think about things now is, where's the prank coming from? What is this person doing? It's the same thing that I talked about before with hot takes. What is this person doing for likes? Because they're going to do something that annoys me just so they can get more likes and subscribers on their freaking crap.
Okay.
So yeah, I don't blame the people around like that are sitting around him being like, can you get this guy under control? Because he's clearly being extra just to be annoying. And part of it is going to be a reaction video of my reaction to his being an asshole.
Okay. But like, also, this is where we're at. Like, this is just kind of what it is.
And so he's asking for security to come over.
Not necessarily. I mean, he did get the attention that he wanted, and
right.
Adele was trying to like stand up for him. So he did catch her attention, and he was not close up. He was pretty far back, you know, but at the same time, like if he's allowed to bring in a camera and record things for himself. And like I said, he was singing along to the music. He wasn't like veering off of which song was playing. Like he was clearly a fan, knew all the words to all the songs.
That doesn't make it okay though to like
be annoying. It doesn't make it to just enjoy yourself.
Else. Well, if that's all he was doing, then sure. But if he's trying to like be extra annoying to get reactions from people, then yeah, it's annoying.
Who's to say what is extra annoying?
I don't know. And that's what I'm saying. Like I'm just defending the whack asses just a little bit. Because in this society that we live in today, you have to be like mindful that like, oh, this guy is going to try to be annoying the entire show so he can film my reaction to him being annoying.
Well, that's not what he was doing, but I guess I can understand why you're saying that or think that. But I don't know, dude, you're in Vegas. You're at a concert.
Now
they were singing along.
Now let's split it into the general conversation. Listen, if you want to sit and watch a concert, that's fine.
Who sits and watches the concert?
But you're playing the lottery. There are going to be people in front of you.
1,000%.
And if the people in front of you want to stand or sing, guess what? That's their space. They bought the ticket in front of you. Mm-hmm. You're playing the lottery every time you go in there.
Mm-hmm.
I am a fat old man. I go to EDM shows. I no longer go up to the front rail and headbang or am there at, 4 o'clock for a 7 o'clock start.
Yeah.
I understand that when I'm sitting in the back, I might not be able to see, but I'm an old man. I still want to go see the show. I still want to hear the music.
Uh-huh.
So I know that when I go there, listen, I might be standing in the back, unable to see because everybody is going crazy, headbanging, having a good time.
But that's where you're at right now, right?
They're allowed to do it.
Right.
You play the lotto every time. You have no idea who's going to be in front of you.
Yeah.
No idea who's going to be behind you.
Right.
Somebody could be singing back there, screaming their brains out.
Oh, God. I went to a comedy show one time, and this fucking woman had the worst, most loud, annoying laugh. But, like, we're at a comedy show. What am I? I can't complain about this woman laughing at the comics' jokes, but she was so fucking annoying. Her friends need to tell her.
Did you see the Taylor Swift video?
No, what?
It was, like, Barstool caught it and put it up, and that's how it went viral. But it's this girl who's in her Eras outfit and she's clearly a huge fan. And this is clearly like the song. Like if she did this the entire time, it is a little bit obnoxious, but this is clearly like the song. And she is filming herself singing and she's not singing. She is just screaming at the top of her lungs as loud as she possibly can with her arms flailing and moving sideways.
Yeah.
And people are just like, oh my God, I don't want to sit next to that. And I understand that you don't, but you also can't get mad about it.
You can't get mad about it.
That is a concert and that's what you got
to
do.
It's an experience for people. And like some people go to more concerts than others. And the people who don't get to go to very many concerts, or maybe they don't have a lot of money and they really have saved for this, and they're going to take in every moment as they should and they deserve to. And everyone else just kind of needs to fucking deal with it.
Especially when you're talking about $1,000 ticket for Adele or $1,000 ticket to see Taylor Swift. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
this is their Super Bowl, man. Yeah. And if somebody was at the Super Bowl standing up and yelling, you wouldn't say a thing to them.
Right.
So what do you, what?
Right. So why is a concert any different?
It's not. That's what I'm saying. Like you and listen, sometimes you lose the lottery, man. Sometimes you sit next to the screamer and like, that sucks.
Right.
It really does. Go find a beer and see if you can find a place where you can just stand and watch and it's not next to them. I'm sorry. But sometimes you just got to deal with it. Have you ever done that before, by the way?
What? Just like, forget this. I can't be at my seat right now. I'm going to go right. No.
Yeah. Oh, no. I've done that a couple
not
times.
Not really. No.
It's because you're that person.
But actually,
you know how they say, actually, if you don't know who the annoying friend in your friend group is,
then it's you, baby.
No, man, there's been more than one time, like at Ball Arena, there's like a bar at one of the ends.
Yeah.
It's like open though.
Uh-huh.
So you can get a beer and you can still see what's going on inside the bowl. Mm-hmm. And more than a couple times I've been like, I can't sit here for this.
Go to the bar.
It's going to be a standing room only show for Rob because I am not sitting next to this screamer, crier, singer for the rest of the show. Here.
Well, anyway, I just thought the whack asses should be the people.
It's a
who,
soft.
I don't know. I guess
it's a light whack ass. It's a also, soft whack ass for the people
also,
around.
Like, it makes me kind of feel like they were trying to get this kid kicked out fully because they went straight to security. And like, I understand not everyone is a confrontational kind of person, and a lot of people don't like confrontation. And I'm not saying it had to be confrontation, but they could have been like, tap him on the shoulder. Hey, we're also trying to enjoy the show. Could you? Like maybe, like, and I don't know, maybe they did, but I haven't seen anything saying that they tried to talk to them. I feel like they went straight to security and be like, you need to handle this.
Oh, them going straight to security is the reason that I feel like it's a TikTok prank scam thing. Because what's the video that goes viral? It's the Karen that comes up to him and goes, wah, 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 wah. You know what I mean? Like, and so nobody wants to be that person. Nobody wants to be the Karen that he flips the camera around and all of a sudden he's recording somebody being
recording your face. Right. Like, what's your problem?
You
don't have to be a Karen about it. You can be polite about it, my point as well.
It can make you look like a Karen no matter, you know what I mean?
Well, like, it's fine. It's all how you handle yourself.
That's all true.
How you handle yourself.
That's true. But so that's why I think they went straight to security. And that's why in my head, the first thing I thought was, is he trying to prank? Like, is he just being extra to get likes and be annoying and see if he can get a reaction out of somebody? Because there are plenty of people who just want to watch the world burn. You know what I mean?
So. For sure. Especially young TikTokers.
Right. It's true. Yes.
It's true. It's very true. Yeah. But
which is why we have not and will not say his name on this podcast.
Yes. Are you happy that I haven't? Because right here in front of me.
Don't
but I'm
say
not.
It.
I'm not. I'm not. And because that's not the point. That is exactly not the point.
Right.
And like, if he was doing it to get more follows and blah, 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 which sure, TMZ put his stuff up there, he probably will get a whole lot more followers. Good for him. But like, that's not the point that I'm trying to make here.
Right.
I'm just trying to say, listen, if you want to go buck wild crazy at a concert, you do you, boo-boo.
And I hope you don't lose the lottery at whatever concert you go to.
Yeah.
And you don't have to sit next to the screamer, crier,
that too.
Singer.
But if it does happen, too fucking bad.
All right, that's it for this Monday edition of Yitty. You can find her on all the social medias at the Nina Blanco.
You could find him at Rob T Radio.
And as always, we very much appreciate you listening to this edition of
Yitty.